This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, dictating a bunch of dictations, all from January 22, first instance of GLISS and NASH, N-A-S-H. GLISS is still complaining of symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome of the right wrist period, complaints of paresthesias, particularly at night period. Graph with respect to the right shoulder, complaints of vague pain diffusely about the right shoulder and upper thorax and trapezius muscle areas. Period. Paragraph on exam, right shoulder, she has multiple areas of large muscle group tenderness, including the trapezius, deltoid, and trapezius, and correction, and thoracic muscles. Period. Graph diagnosis number one, CTS, right wrist. Number two, probable fibromyalgia. You have planned to refer back to primary care for treatment of the fibromyalgia, period. I've also ordered nerve connection velocity studies, period. End of the dictation. Next note is on Diane Williams. Diane is still complaining of left knee pain, period. She's had only modest improvement, period. You have a planned refill Ambien 10 milligrams QHS PR and sleep, period. A corticosteroid injection will be performed in 1 month with no further improvement, period. Next note is on Sonia Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N. This lady is still complaining of severe right knee pain, period. She remains morbidly obese at 460 pounds, period. She advised that nothing further really can be done until she loses 150 pounds, period. She will return to see us when that happens, period. Continue with ibuprofen, period. Next note is on Debbie Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. Debbie is now 2 weeks post following her shoulder surgery, period. Wound is excellent, period. Sutures out, period. Exercise is shown, period. Lortab 10 milligrams, number 41, refill, period. Next note is on Deidre McDougall, M-C-D-O-U-G-A-L. This 57-year-old woman is seen in consultation for evaluation of multiple orthopedic complaints. Period. She complains of bilateral knee pain worse on left knee. Period. She complains of a painful limp. Period. She complains of left ankle pain. Period. She complains of low back pain extending into the. Posterior right hip area. Period. She complains of bilateral hand pain, period. You have PMH diabetes, you have ROS C chart, you have on exam. This lady is moderately obese at 230 pounds, period. She has evidence of the Dupuytren's contracture, D-U-P-U-Y, Dupuytren's contracture, both hands overlying the first web space. That is relatively mild, but somewhat tender, period. She has evidence of good range of motion of the right shoulder where she underwent the previous internal fixation, period. You graph on examination of both knees, there's tendons over the posterior medial joint line, period. New paragraph, x-rays of the left and right hand are normal, period. New paragraph, x-rays of the left and right knee, including standing views, shows moderate degenerative changes in the medial compartment of both knees with some calcification in the posterior capsule of both knees, period. X-rays of the left ankle are normal, period. New paragraph, diagnosis number one, early Dupuytren's contracture, left hand, minimal on right, number one, number two. Osteoarthritis, left grade on the right knee. New paragraph, plan MRI study, left knee, period. In sterile conditions, a corticosteroid injection is given into the left knee today, period. Return 6 weeks, period. Approximately 500 million. comes the ID period. Next citizen, Hugh Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, Jr. This 65-year-old gentleman is seen for evaluation of bilateral shoulder pain over the last month period. He did have previous rotator cuff repair surgery in 2003 period. He also has a significant past history of cancer of the esophagus for which he underwent resection period. He has lost about 150 pounds period. He's taking some moderate pain medications period. New paragraph. The original injury of the left shoulder occurred when he fell off of a pallet, P-A-L-L-E-T, period. New paragraph on examination of the left shoulder, forward flexion is limited to 120 degrees, period. Rotator cuff strength is mildly diminished on the left compared to the right, period. Good range of motion of the right shoulder, period. No instability, period. New paragraph X-rays of the left and right shoulder, including AC joint on the left, show type 2 acromion bilateral, period. New paragraph diagnosis possible rotator cuff tear, left shoulder, new paragraph plan, sterile conditions, a cortic straight injection is given in the sarcomere space with good relief of symptoms, period, exercise is shown, period. The follow-up in 7 weeks, period. CC Ms. Cloud, C-L-O-U-D. The next note is on Bernard Milligan, M-I-L-L-I-G-A-N. This 50-year-old gentleman is seen for evaluation of right shoulder type pain, period. His original injury occurred while bowling about 1 year ago, period. He has had ongoing connective anterior shoulder pain, period. It was first thought to possibly represent a biceps muscle tear, period. Past history significant for repair of left pectoralis, major tendon rupture several years ago while in military after weightlifting, period. New paragraph PMH hypertension, new paragraph ROSC chart, new paragraph on examination of the right shoulder, there's positive impingement sign, period. Forward flexion limited to 150 degrees, period. No instability, no period. Rotator cuff strength slightly weak, period. New paragraph X-rays of the right shoulder, including AC joint, show an anterior acromion spur, period. No other degenerative changes are noted, period. No fractures identified, period. New paragraph diagnosis, impingement syndrome, right shoulder, new paragraph planned. Under sterile conditions, a cortic steroid injection is given with excellent relief of symptoms, period. Exercise is shown, period. You'll follow up with us in six weeks, period. End of patient. The next note is on Carlos Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A. This young man is still having some mild knee pain, period. There's no ligament instability with respect to ACL testing that is done today, period. Negative Lachman test, period. Negative pivot shift, period. Negative anterior joint, period. Diagnosis contralateral patella, where he's tender today, period. Stretching exercise is shown, period. Return 3 months, period. Next note is on Fredis Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R. This lady is 10 days following her arthroscopy period, wound excellent period, sutures out period, exercise is shown period. Next note is on Judith Le Chevalier, L-E-C-H-E-V-A-L-I-E-R. This lady has a mild prepatellar bursitis only period, is really not symptomatic period. She has otherwise done extremely well period. We're pleased with the results period. She's going to return PRN period. She really is having minimal, if any, discomfort period. Next note is an Alice Bowen, B-O-W-E-N. Alice does have anterior left knee pain period. She has been taking ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID period. Stretching exercises reviewed in detail with her today period. She's going to return in 2 months period. No surgery is anticipated period. Next one is Sharon Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N. Sharon has done well following her rotator cuff repair surgery 3 months ago period. We have referred her to physical therapy for rotator cuff strengthening exercises now, period. She has good range of motion, period. No restriction of motion, period. Follow up in 3 months, period. Next one is Marie Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. Ms. Bailey returns for a new problem period. She fell on January 10th, period. She went to the emergency room at the hospital in Fayetteville. F-A-Y-E-T-V-I-L-L-E. The period, she's had some complaints of right knee discomfort period. I reviewed the CT scan of the knee, which shows some tricompartmental osteoarthritis and a Baker cyst, but no fracture. Period, there's a moderate effusion period. You paragraph, she has still symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome on the right wrist. Period, she has a positive signal sign on exam today. Period, you paragraph, on examination of the right knee, there's some palpable small area fluctuance posteriorly. Period, this is consistent with the Baker cyst. Period. New paragraph. X-rays of the right knee show mild osteoarthritis in the medial compartment. Period. You have a plan. A corticosteroid injection is given in the subacromial. Correction. A corticosteroid injection is given into the right knee today. With good relief of symptoms. Period. Approximately 500 milligrams BID. Period. Exercise is shown. Period. Next up is in Dimitrik Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, doing extremely well, period. The sutures removed today, period, no swelling, period, excellent range of motion, period, return PRN, period.